Facing shrinking support in the polls for its policies in Iraq, the White House has begun a public relations campaign aimed at bolstering public confidence. The administration complains that media accounts focus too much on Iraq's problems and violence, so the president and his inner circle are speaking out to stress the positives. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
There has indeed been a great deal of reporting about the difficulties the U.S. has encountered in the 6 months since that statue of Saddam Hussein came tumbling down in the heart of Baghdad, the ever-increasing number of deaths among American troops, the bomb attacks on the United Nations offices and other locations, and the cost in terms of dollars, including the president's request for another $87 billion for the next year. But the president says the entire story is not getting out.
We're making great progress. I don't care what you read about. Ask anybody who's been there. They will tell you that the schools are opening, children are getting immunized, electricity's up, water's purified and moving. I mean, we're making great progress in helping this nation establish itself.
That speech came at a fundraiser last night in Lexington, Kentucky. It was the same message the president delivered earlier in the day at a National Guard base in New Hampshire, where he answered the growing criticism of the U.S. case for war and the troubles encountered in securing the peace.
There's only one decent and humane reaction to the fall of Saddam Hussein. Good riddance.
It is a blunt, hard-sell message from the administration, which is defending its current Iraq policies, urging people to be patient. The message says democracy takes time, and it once again argues the case for going to war in the first place. National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice spoke on Wednesday to the Chicago Council on Foreign Relations, dismissing the fact that so far inspectors have not turned up any of Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction.
We now have hard evidence of facts that no one should ever have doubted. Right up until the end, Saddam Hussein continued to torture and oppress his people. And let there be no mistake, right up to the end, Saddam Hussein continued to harbor ambitions to threaten the world with weapons of mass destruction.
And this morning in Washington, Vice President Dick Cheney spoke at a meeting of the conservative think tank, the Heritage Foundation.
In the post-9/11 era, certain risks are unacceptable. The United States made our position clear. We could not accept the grave danger of Saddam Hussein and his terrorist allies turning weapons of mass destruction against us or our friends and allies. And gradually, we are learning the details of his hidden weapons program.
But if the administration is upset about what it sees as a public misperception of the situation in Iraq, there are others who say public support for the war has been based on misperceptions as well, according to pollster Stephen Cull of the University of Maryland.
The belief that evidence of links between Iraq and al-Qaeda have been found, the belief that weapons of mass destruction have been found, the belief that world public opinion is favorable toward the U.S. going to war. And 60% of the American public has at least one of these misperceptions. And when people have these misperceptions, it does substantially increase support for the war.
The administration has so far not included a big primetime speech or formal press conference as part of this PR push. But the president's next four weekly radio addresses will focus on Iraq. And on Monday, he'll do a series of interviews with regional TV stations bypassing the major U.S. networks. Don Gagne, NPR News. The White House.